Father's Agony. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which, in common with the majority of today's papers, leads with the not guilty by reason of insanity verdict delivered yesterday in the case of Deirdre Morley, who killed her three children, Connor, Dara and Carla, in their family home in Dublin in January of last year. Their father, Andrew McGinley, gave interviews to a number of media outlets in the wake of yesterday's verdict under the headline, "The Children Wouldn't Want Me to Be Angry." The Irish Daily Mail, which devotes six pages to coverage of this story today, notes the remarkable dignity and lack of bitterness displayed by the grieving father yesterday. In their lead headlines, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun also run with another quote from Mr. McGinley, in which he said that he knows that his wife Deirdre loved her children. While his call for an inquiry into how his wife's case was dealt with by the health professionals who had been treating her generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times leads this morning with the decryption tool which was offered to the HSE to unlock its IT systems yesterday. While it must undergo a series of tests before any effort is made to use it, several sources said that it appeared to work and that it was compatible with the encryption the HSE fell victim to, which has led Gardaí and health authorities to believe that it came from the same cyber gang that carried out the ransomware attack. Next week's reopening of pubs and restaurants in the north provides the Irish News with its lead story this morning. And the Belfast Telegraph devotes its lead story to comments made by SDLP MLA Sinead McLaughlin, in which she described Northern Ireland's practice of shipping out almost a quarter of a million tonnes of waste last year as disgraceful and embarrassing. The Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to a new report from the ESRI, which suggests that an increase in tax and VAT may be needed to fund future government spending. The Examiner gives front page coverage to the appearance of Joshua Allen, son of celebrity chef Rachel Allen, in Middleton District Court yesterday. He was found to be in possession of cocaine in Middleton in July of last year, when about 40 young people had gathered in the pontoon area of the town. Mr. Allen, who denied the charge, served 7 months of a sentence he received in 2020 for possession of more than €22,000 worth of cannabis for sale and supply. The judge said he would reserve imposing a conviction in yesterday's case until the next court hearing on the 8th of July. And finally, the Times and Independent both report today on one of the most costly heritage projects ever undertaken in the history of the state, the €90 million restoration of Trinity College's old library. The restoration of the library, which was built in 1732, is being funded by a combination of a government grant, philanthropic donations and a loan from the European Investment Bank. Based on revenue, the library will generate once tourists return to see attractions there, such as the Book of Kells. We're also told that the project will entail the removal and storage of all of the library's 750,000 books.